Welcome to our Bible study on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 through 11. As always, I am assuming you have read the passage, that you have your Bible open before you, and that you understand our translations may not agree. I also invite you to our in-person Bible study on Wednesdays in the Fellowship Hall at the church from 5:15 until 6 p.m. Last week, we discussed John the Baptist at the beginning of his career. Now, we are coming to the close of his career. Like I said in last week's sermon, when discussing John the Baptist, it is important to remember that in the Gospel of Matthew, he exploded onto the scene with a bizarre appearance and a powerful message. He dressed like Elijah, sounded like Isaiah, and stood in the water that marked the boundary between the wilderness and the promised land. No one had seen a prophet like John for 400 years, and he came preaching fire and brimstone sermons, calling out religious and political leaders from Pharisees to Sadducees to Herod for their hypocrisy, duplicity, for their lack of character, morals, and integrity. But at this time in our passage, things are not turning out the way John thought they would. The wicked are not being cast into a furnace of fire, as we hear in chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. Instead, he's ended up cast in prison, which is how our passage opens. Now, how and when we tell a story is important. And Matthew tells this story much differently than his source for the story in Q. Luke's version in Luke chapter 7, verse 18 through 23 is much closer to Q's version than Matthew's. At verses 2 through 3, John is in prison, and he hears about Jesus' deeds, and it causes him to question. So he sends his disciples to do exactly that, and he asks, should we look for another? Luke also has John asking the same question at Luke chapter 7, verse 20. But different Greek words are used for our English word, another. Matthew uses the Greek word heteros, and Luke uses the Greek word allos. Now, both of these Greek words can be used as synonyms, as in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. But the word Matthew uses, heteros, is in the emphatic position, so that it can mean one different in kind, and not merely another one of the same kind. And it is possible that that nuance is important. John's question may not be, should we look for another person to be the Messiah, but instead mean, should we look for another kind of Messiah? So John is not so much doubting Jesus as John is doubting his own prophecy about what the coming Messiah will bring. For example, not judgment and fire, but grace, healing, and restoration. In this way, Jesus is showing John that he has another mission before the judgment comes, and that mission is redemption, not condemnation, which is why in verse 6, Jesus urges John to believe and trust in him anyway. At verses 4 through 5, Jesus answers John's disciples, and no doubt Matthew sees this as a fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 29, verses 18 through 19, chapter 35, verses 5 and 6, and in chapter 61, verse 1. At verse 6, we see Matthew foreshadowing the scandal of a crucified Messiah. John is a true prophet with a legitimate divine message who proclaims the same message Jesus will proclaim. The kingdom of God is coming, is here. John is one of the first to recognize the adult Jesus as the Messiah when Jesus comes for baptism. John is imprisoned because his prophetic preaching offends the authorities. and John will die a martyr's death. Still, John wavers in his faith. For Matthew, this is the nature of discipleship and faith, which must be constantly renewed. Peter will confess Jesus as the Christ, and yet deny him later, and then again return to the faith. At verses 7 through 8, Jesus speaks to the crowd about what they went out to see. A reed shaken by the wind? Someone dressed in soft robes? The irony is the wilderness by the Jordan did contain reeds blowing in the wind and did contain palaces inhabited by people dressed in royal robes, such as Herod's fortress palaces of Herodium and Machaerus and Masada. Jesus' point is that reeds and royal robes were there, but that was not the reason they went into the wilderness. They went to see a prophet. Jesus affirmed the crowd's judgment that John was a prophet. No one could imagine that John was the sort of man who was accustomed to a life of luxury. The crowds went out to see a person that was like an Old Testament prophet in both character and appearance. And Jesus is saying that if the crowd had the perception and the moral earnestness to accept John, they should accept the greater events that are taking place now. At verses 9 through 10, Jesus affirms that John was more than a prophet. The quotation is from Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. And substituting the word my for thy helps to make it refer more directly to Jesus. At verse 11, born of women is simply another way of saying human beings, and nowhere else does Jesus call him John the Baptist. The language of greater and lesser does not refer to moral character or achievement, but the fact that in God's kingdom, there are no favorites. In conclusion, we have to deal with the fact that Jesus doesn't always rescue us from our difficulties. We can ask, if Jesus or God is so powerful, why didn't or doesn't he, and still be faithful. John becomes an object lesson to Christian believers. We can believe and we can doubt. Belief does not necessarily mean doubt or faith. Sometimes it is doubt and faith. Belief is not always either or. Sometimes it is both and. This concludes our study. Thank you for listening. Take care and God bless.